So I would guess, I would say it would make sense if Ka'ov, Sha'ov is a type of more stormy cloud, a darker cloud, and we're wiping away the Pshoim, which are worse sorts of Avayot. Oh, sorry, that's from me. How does he translate this?
And he sees like a cloud.
Right, so Ov is a thick mist, he calls it, and the Chatur is, and Onan is a cloud. I don't know
what means thick mist. Cannot even translate it. You know, Avram, what mist is?
It's like a fog or something like that.
Huh?
Well, first of all, thick mist is usually on the ground.
Mist what?
Thick mists are all in the ground. A mist is something down below.
But what is it? What is it?
It's haziness. You can't see walking.
Yeah, like a frog. Okay, so maybe that makes sense. It goes together. He's saying, "We should wipe away your pshoim." Pshoim we've had before is a worse sort of a thing. So this was an avir which was like a very thick sort of cloud or fog or mist, whatever you call it. And chon and chatoim, and the chatoim should also wipe away as if they were just a cloud. So what's this moshul here of like a clouds and mists? I mean, the thing is, wipe them away once they're there, and as soon as it's gone, it's gone. I mean, it leaves no trace. It was never really. It's not like a stain on the sun, which is actually, you know, part of it. It was just there, and it's gone. So, you're saying we should add down into Shem, should wipe away our Pshayim and our Chatoim totally like a cloud, which is not the first thing. The first thing we davened for, we said last time, was, and the time before, was to daven Hashem should forgive your Averis. Now, he's saying you should daven something else. Shadav and Hashem totally wipe them away as if they never existed. We've read this part of this.
I see another difference between mist.
How you explain me?
Yes.
It seems mist influences me immediately. It's around me.
You think it's also applies to me? Yeah, it's also cloud, around you. As I was thinking when you were saying
it.
Yeah, sure,
clouds, yeah. It's pretty far. It could be cloud. It could be rain, but it is not immediate interaction with the meat.
Right. Yes, there's another way where it's so much
get rid or free of my wish to this scene because I want
yep.
something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, right. Yeah, very good.
It's your fault. You explain what missed.
Right.
Okay, fine.
So you're saying you should love Hashem to take away the cloud, your various like these clouds, and. It looks like he's saying, in that way, he will be Yachweitz, boy, Hashem will desire you, the Yirtsehu, the Mishras will want you, the Yosalich, and Kasher Mechotzerot. In other words, we're asking that our relationship with Hashem should be as exact as it was before. Mm-hmm. Actually, he's going to explain, which we've seen this before, he's going to say, even if you can do it, Tshuva, and you do Tshuva, and the way is going, you're not going to get any sort of punishment anymore. But it doesn't necessarily mean that your relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the same as it was before. It's still damaged somehow, the relationship. Hashem doesn't want you. He's not pleased with you. So he's saying you have to daven to Hashem. This is definitely an addition to the Shofar. He's saying besides the actual process of Shofar, it's getting rid of the Zavir, you should daven that Hashem should still see you favorably. Right? So it's interesting that he starts this off by saying, you should daven, Hashem should take away the veil like a cloud. In other words, it's totally gone. There's nothing left in that way. And Hashem will last, will therefore desire you and want you and like you never since. In other words, it seems to be that this this idea that even after the Shuvah, Hashem, there's something, a broken relationship, it seems to be that because there is still some trace of the veil left, even though you've had a kapara, he's thinking there is something left. He thinks to get rid of this, you have to.
Maybe not a veil, but.
Or some trace of something.
Aftertaste.
Right.
Your relation with Hashem not complete.
Right. So there is something, it's not just that Hashem doesn't like anymore, there is still something left, and you have to daven, Hashem should totally wipe away the veil, like there's much of it now, where there's nothing left, as if it never was there, and that way Hashem.
My grandmother said beautiful things, so. When you're doing something wrong things, especially compared to other people, it's like you break a piece of paper. Then you have very good glue.
Right.
And make it better. But do you see the...
Yeah, very good. Yeah, excellent.
This is what she said.
Yeah.
And I also... All my childhood I was...
Yeah.
Is this.
Good. So that's what he's saying in Shadab 4. And he brings the Pasuk. Now, in Shikasa, Devre Elihu, of Baal Shuva Achesom. Elihu was one of the people that are talking to Eiv. And he said to him, Yetar El Eloika, should daven to Hashem, Veyirtsehu and be meratze him. So in here, he explains what he said. He's talking of a Nisach. It's possible that you can have the sin will be forgiven. Then if the many saw him, and you have saved yourself from all sorts of any sort of punishment or thing, we call suffering, right? Any sort of zera. Still,
and from all decrees,
right? Yeah, it's right. Lein Hashem chavis, but still Hashem has no desire for him. If you want to come and bring a korban now, or a mincha, he's not interested in seeing you.
Wow, how do you like it? This is absolutely new for me.
Right, this is a new idea. We read this night before.
Wow.
This is an chashri asleit, so no. Right, besides the tshuva, there's also, I have to know, so he's going to carry on. The tavat tzadikim, and I'll start with, what do tzadikim really want? What is their greatest desire? What do they consider their success? Right? We're not just coming to the point of us living, and not just not to do aveiros, but make sure we just get by and not to get punished for aveiros. That's not what we're, that shouldn't be the point of our existence. It should be what we do. We should be aiming to get a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Reb Feldman, brother of Reb Aaron, Rabbi Emmanuel Feldman from Atlanta, I know if you ask about him or not, it doesn't matter. He always said that it's absolutely not trick to make Hashem your king. Much more bigger trick, and he would like to be your king.
Right.
Because he said, if somebody will come to you in the morning and said, Michael, we would like to that you will be king, all ends around this building. No? He said, yeah, finally! No. It is exactly what he's saying, right?
Yeah. It's another, it's a different mindset, certainly, right? It's not just looking at the Torah and the Mitzvahs and Avodas Hashem as a way to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And he would do like he would like you to deal with you.
So, yes, Lahofik Rotzim Hashem, that Hashem should have Rotzim from us. Should desire us, will us. What is the Ratzon of Hashem? What does Hashem want? Hachayim, hakayomim, v'hametiyim.
Life is through His favor.
Right. Yeah. That's the line before that. Hachayim, hakayomim, v'hametiyim, v'oyer hagodol akril kanimis. Having Ratzon from Hashem, I think it looks like he's saying, if we have Ratzon from Hashem, that gives us this true, lasting life. And the oyer hagodol, this light we have from Hashem, Hashem is Mashpia on us, this light. We say in a Simsholim, don't we? So if Hashem is rotten from us, then we can bask in this great light, which includes all sorts, any sort, all and every pleasure, sort of pleasure. That's the rotten which that is what we experience when Hashem has desired us, and that's how we have the rotzon from Hashem.
And in Torah, very often said, "Let me have favor in your eyes."
Yeah,
it is going back and forth.
Right.
Let me have favor in your eyes.
In Shnei Chaim Rotzonim, because it's supposed to be just said Chaim Rotzonim. Okay. Whenever I learn another thought, Hashem nekim slakis hashiveinu, bring us back in tshuva. Hoir panecho v'nivashia. Hoir panecho. Also, we say in the Brachas Kinnim. Your countenance shall light upon us. Hoi ponecho. So, and he's going to explain exactly what that is. Amor by Sidis Fenerbacha, Ein nano el asrach. All we want is just this. Ho'oras ponecho. Hashem should shine his countenance upon us. Who you know, and that is the idea of Rotson and asking Hashem for the Rotson of Hashem. That's what we want. Kvar ekdamlo bi'aun was there. I don't know what that is. He said, I have explained this previously.
Yeah, he said, I
don't know what this is. I don't know.
It seems when we first start to talk about davening, it is what he meant.
Yeah, it could be where we said right in the beginning, we have to know there were other. Shari Shuv was just one chapter out of a larger sefer.
Yes, well, I suspect
it. Right, it could be previously it's spoken out in some other chapter. I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe.
It seems what he. When we have a long conversation, why he included again davening.
Right. Anyway, Kapanim is explaining here the idea of Rotzon from Hashem, and that's what we have to daven for. We could have lost that when it was done on the Veil. Aside from the Veil itself, we've lost that as well. We have to daven to get that back. Okay. Okay, David, we see with David, when he also davened when he was doing tshuva, he davened as well. Achrish Omar, after he said, Helev kapsin mi avoni, cleanse me from my sins, umechatose tareni, and mimetayomi, purify me from my chatoim. Then he carried on. That was the tshuva. Then he carried on. It's panel oid ala rotsin. Again, he also davened for this very idea of the rotsin, is not mashem sprachoi kikoyi machet. Omar. David Amelech said, "Al tashvicheni milfonecho, v'vach kotshecho al tikach mimeni." So we say this in the sliches always. We say it in Moshe Rabbeinu, "Al tashvicheni milfonecho." Don't throw us away. Throw us from in front of you. Throw us away. Suppose that's v'vach kotshecho and your ruach, your holy. What's this ruach kotshecho? Don't take away your ruach kotshecho. So we're asking for something here extra. And he carries on. He said also after that, "Achin smalach v'amar." Hashiva li, return to me, sustain Ishecha, the joy of your salvation. What does that mean? The joy of your salvation. What's that mean? So he explains, you nisei Hashem v'yishoy mitzvim itzoy. So, okay, we don't have that. If you're David HaMelech, then David HaMelech was a person who Hashem was with him the whole time, looking after him, guarding him, saving him, yeah? And he was subject to Nissan the whole time. Now he's on an Avega, he was scared he's going to lose that. He's asking Hashem, should return to the Matzah that it was before. And then she should have this Yeshuas that he had, the Nissan and the Yeshuas he had before, should return.
So I'd like to start asking, Abraham, when we learned before, for me it's absolutely new. I saw that real Teshuva, you back totally with Hashem. This is new, that not true.
Right, it's not necessarily right, not necessarily.
For me, it's absolutely new.
It's like you're back to kind of a neutral state because I'm disappointed in you really.
Disappointed. It's very right. Nice. I was straight. Right now, I'm back, but I'm part.
Like you said, you've managed to get rid of the negative.
Okay, that's beautiful. Chazal would like at least some sources to support it is. Because it's indication that Hashem dealing with you. Because in other case, that is good.
Yeah. So at the moment, the only way we've seen to get that back is mentioned. So anytime you've so far, it's true. Maybe the other pastor as well, but he's mentioned it.
Because it's maybe proof again, you cannot do it. You just simply cannot.
Yeah, it's not something that's up to you.
It's a present. What you buy yourself present, no?
Yeah, he's going to actually say that. I think he calls it an adobah.
Yeah.
You can't. Yes, we're actually today. So he says, this is what he's saying. David HaMelech had beforehand this hamhoga of Nisim and Hashem. And that's what he says. Ask Hashem to return to him this situation, this matzah, sustain Yishecho. That's the thing. It's Hashem saving him, but the fact that Hashem is with him and saving him from the Atoim, it's joyous to him. It shows the closeness Hashem feels to him and how he's looking after him, like a father carrying his son and looking after him. So that's not to be taken for granted. And he was loving, and that should be returned to him.
Actually, it's very, very big arrogance to think in the beginning that as soon as I have instruction, I will do it, everything will be fine.
Right.
It's totally exclude Hashem from this process. Okay, I have instruction, goodbye. It's pretty arrogant.
Absolutely. Yes, and he says, hey, now he brings a wish. I said, Achik, can Amar v'rach nedivo tismacheni. Your rach nedivo per, what does that mean? Tismacheni should support me. Perish, hine, katoin tim v'pnei pishoi. Like Yaakov Avinu says, katoin tim kona chasadim, I have become small, don't all my avers have belittled me, v'ineni roi l'nisecha, I'm no more roi to be mechabal your nisim, your miracles, or the goddess, and Isaac HaShecha, and for your might to reveal itself to me. So in the source of it, if you have, even if Hashem has accepted my tshuva, and he's taken away the avonis and the chatoim, in any kedai dios neha, the rotsi gafikin, I'm still not roi that Hashem should love me, and I should be rotsi like previously. Oh, that's why it's a ruach nedivo tismacheni. We're asking Hashem to come back. This is, like you said, it's a present. It's an adobah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Even after you've done tshuva, it's not something which you really necessarily can't, something you can ask for by rights. It's an adobah. In case of the Bosecho, saying Hashem, in case Hashem's adobah in his goodness. Right, so he's saying, this should really be uber ruach. Okay. Right. And he brings another psukim on that. Okay.
And 43 said everything what we talk about. There's
right.
only two lines and it said everything.
Oh, okay, yeah. So 1 second, and then we'll just finish off this one. King in the same is one more possible. He says this idea again. Allah Ishara Vashonam El Pomash Vashon. Heal them when they return to you. Oyavein Nadova. Oyavein Nadova. Again, the same idea. After Tshuva, we're asking. But now we need an extra nadav of Kadesh Baruch Hu that should allow us to be forking the Mashal Nadav to work in this Makani.
Okay, we
can
have an important
history. Yeah.
Because it's beautiful to finish.
Okay, this is the last thing you should daven. He's saying it's the third thing. So that's told I should daven for the Truva itself. Okay. We've had this new idea we said you should daven also for the Ritzri. So, oh, he's part of the Truva Hashem Tomich. He has Reyu and a Truva. Yeah, exactly. You think, okay, we'll do the tshuva and then we'll
do it. You think I can do it without you?
Even the tshuva part,
yeah,
which is what you mentioned before. Ask if Hashem helps to help us, even all other things that he was
saying. It's impossible.
You need to daven to Hashem so that he should help us in that as well. Even before the tshuva, asking Hashem to return us, he's explaining that possibly. Very interesting. Hashivini doesn't. It means just help us do tshuva, and then I'll do the tshuva.
I can tell you, Rav Moshe Shapira said following thing: idea that Hashem never will give you pest, which you cannot. Pest, it's pure goyish idea.
Right. Question: we never know what's the test.
Right
what's
now, not did we will define. You cannot pass any test.
Right.
No, any test you cannot pass.
Yeah.
And by definition, unless you invent, even when you invite to invent your test, you also. So right now, last 5 yards is Hashem. You're doing 95 yards, and then last 5 yards. Hashem either will do it or not.
Yes.
Thank you. Let's go.
Okay. All right, next time we'll go back to Vidway, which we missed out.
Yes. Thank you very much. Good.